What is up, Big Rig Nation? This is not a voice from the past. This is the Big Rigs. It is March 19th, 2024. A day that I don't know, at least some of the people on this podcast would thought we would see. We've heard loud and clear from the public during our absence, our sabbatical. You call it whatever you want. Of where we've been, and we're back. Can't see our faces. I'm looking at my two co-hosts, but we are back. We are here, and I think you know we've always been about transparency, like our pillars: our transparency, honesty, integrity, accountability, integrability, but most of all, transparency. So I think we didn't have a pre-show meeting. We're going to do a state of the podcast. None of us talked about this. I don't know what the state of the podcast is. I'm going to find out with the listeners of what the state of the podcast is. But we're just going to open the floor. When you start a podcast, there's no pamphlet. There's no manual. There's no directions of how to run a wildly successful podcast as we have for the better part of a year and a half. But they don't tell you about the ruts, about the, you know, the scheduling. It's a full-time business. So with that being said, Dean, Pete, welcome back to the pod.
Pete? Dean?
Pete,
good to hear your voice. God, crazy stuff, man. I mean, I just lost my Wi-Fi password, lost the Gmail login, couldn't log in to record the pod. Hand up.
Is it safe to say we're on life support?
I'm gonna take the blame on this one. The 4 week blame. Okay. Dean and Rick, they were committed to this, right? As am I. The last 4 weeks, I've been MIA a little bit. So,
for good reasons.
If you're going to bash on someone, don't bash on Dean. You could always bash on Rick, but for this one's on my shoulders. I take blame. So, integrability.
Pete, you know, I think when we say 4 weeks, it's nothing bad has happened. Nothing, no juicy behind it. There's no drama here. You're not getting any clickbait articles. All good things that have happened to our friend Pete. Pete, but are we back, or is this a flash in the pan?
No, I think we're, yeah. I mean, these next couple weeks will be a little busy, but I think if we could do it after, like right now, I think we can make it work.
I love it.
So
hands in, virtual hands in.
Hands in.
One, two, three.
Rigs. Okay. Anything else we need to chop up?
I think we're good. Good.
Are we feeling sharp before we hit it? Pete?
Yeah.
You got your bracket?
Philly Pete. Let's go.
Are you ready to go to war?
Yeah, dude.
Dean, you ready to go to war?
I'm always ready.
All right. Hit it. Boys, we are back. That is the most beautiful sound of the year. The 2023-2024 March Madness tournament is now officially live. We have our brackets. We have our picks. We have our jerseys on. Some of us do. We have our hopes. We have our dreams. But boys, the tournament, the best time of the year. And I think we said this last year, but it truly is the best time of the year. It feels like Christmas Day. This time is almost better than the tournament because it's just all the hopes and this, and once the tournament starts, it's a runaway train. But now we're just sitting. Everyone's got a shot. The brackets are out. A lot of controversy this year. East Coast, Pete, I'm sure you have some insight of some of the teams that got left out on the East Coast. But for the most part, the bracket is kind of who we thought it was, right? Minus a few bid stealers that we haven't seen over the years. I think we got to start with some number one seeds. Pretty much all 1 through 3 looked good. Obviously, North Carolina came in and swooped Tennessee from one seed. Again, I don't think we're here to debate on what seed. We'll leave that to Lenardi and the bracketologist. We're here just to give you some picks. Give us your thought. Give us your thoughts. Give us our thoughts.
Give you our thoughts.
And here we go. I have a lot to say. I feel like I've been talking a lot. Dean, a resident basketball expert, I'm going to politely virtually hand it over to you.
Dude, this last week, like, I was sitting there watching all these conference tournaments, just trying to get ready for March Madness. And this is truly the best time of the year. Like, you know, got like what, like the 25 days or whatever of Christmas. But these last like 2 weeks into March Madness, right there next to that. Like, you're watching these conference tournaments, like the small schools going against each other. And like, literally, the passion that goes into those games was insane. Because for those guys, that is, they're just getting into the tournament is like their, you know, their light at the end of the tunnel. Now, obviously, you have like the Purdue's and the UConn's, the Arizona's that going to the tournament's basically a given, and they have bigger goals than just getting there. But man, like, I'm losing my mind watching some of these, like the Ivy League game with like Yale and Brown was crazy. These other small tournaments, like, you're watching these teams go through, and the one seeds and these conferences are bowing out. Just nuts, man. And then, yeah, the bracket comes out, and every year we pay homage to like those teams that their bubble bursts, but then we move on because it's time to talk about the actual bracket, the teams that are in. I mean, I'm glad we gave them their couple hours yesterday, you know, to mope and you know, sympathize with them, but we're on to bigger and better things. I love the bracket this year. I think there's going to be chaos, which, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe it'll be chalk somehow, but I look at some of these matchups. We have a whole bunch of higher seeds that are favorites in these games. Man, it's going to be nuts, man. I'm going through filling out the bracket while I was at work today, you know, working hard.
On the clock?
Hey, I'm always on the clock. I'm always
on the clock.
I got a hot
take. On the clock for the podcast.
I got a hot take here. Can we just get rid of, like, the bracket reveal and just, like, post it?
No.
Why do I need to sit there for three hours?
I gotta stop.
I'm over that.
The bracket reveal's never been better. If you remember, which you probably don't because your college basketball fandom kind of wavers. If you remember, like, 4 years ago, it literally took two hours to reveal a bracket, but now they get right to it. I think the bracket was out in 45 minutes. Started at 4, was done by, we knew our bracket by 4:45, and then we had Rick Pitino on the phone at 4:46 complaining about him. So, yeah, the reveal is everything because everyone's watching. The whole world is watching.
Yeah, I think they could do the reveal, but they should just, like, post the bracket to start it off. And if you want to go look at it, you can look at it.
No. Yeah, I mean.
Well, it's a little corny. It's a little corny. Hey,
that was hot. For sure, Pete. That was hot. But I'm telling you, for those like small schools that they just want to see like their name pop up on the screen, like, you can't replace that. Like,
he's coming out throwing an 85 mile an hour fastball.
And all those schools that don't see their name pop up on the screen, it's like, just
fuck them. I mean, they want to see their name on the sheet of paper anyway, saying they're in. Like,
Wow, weird take, but something I've never really loved was the bracket reveal. Long or short, I'm just kind of like, let me look at it after.
Well, you get that.
Well, okay.
You get the bracket after.
Hey,
I get it. I'm just saying, like, it's just a little too much fluff for me. Like, give me the meat and potatoes.
Don't watch.
You don't
the
have
show,
a dog
then.
In the fight, Pete.
I've been a UConn fan since I was like 8 years old, Rick.
All right, let's jump into it. Speaking of the East region, our resident UConn, University of Connecticut, Storrs. Is it Storrs, Pete? Am I saying that right? Do you know where they're
saying it? You're saying it right.
Oh, Pete. Are you all right?
Bears?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, you seem a little down after we
Oh, I'm good. I'm looking at the bracket.
Okay.
I'm trying to study on the fly here.
I know we're a little out of
sight. I didn't watch bracketology. I'm looking at it now.
Okay. Here we go. We're in the East, UConn. I've seen a lot. I've dug into the bracket a lot. I think this is the hardest region by quite a bit. You have the Big Ten champion, a Big Ten tournament champion. You have the SEC tournament champion. You have the Big 12 tournament champion, I think, Iowa State, right? Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you got three Power 5 tournament champions staring down UConn. Everyone thinks UConn's this juggernaut, which I think they are. Dean, they got some tough games ahead of them, do they not?
I mean, we forget Florida Atlantic was in the Final Four last year. That's going to be their second-round game, potentially.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
See, I'm going to say this.
I forgot Dean was a Northwestern guy.
No, he's a big Northwestern guy.
I don't buy at all that this is that tough of a bracket. Like, Northwestern, FAU, Florida Atlantic is not that good.
Florida Atlantic's
Let's
not
also good. Remember, like, Illinois and Auburn didn't have the best seasons. They just made it a pretty wild run in the tournament.
Like, Auburn beat nobodies during the SEC tournament. Like, Kentucky and Tennessee were getting knocked out by other teams. And then Auburn is just kind of there to like pick the bones. Iowa State, good. Like, they're good. Confirmed. Beat the shit out of Houston. But you're talking about an Elite Eight matchup.
I think Illinois could definitely beat them.
Cyclones, baby.
Okay. You were doing that? And he's waving his finger. I'm thinking that something like else is going on.
Like he's challenging a call or something.
Yeah. But no, but it's like UConn, I don't see these matchups as being that tough. And ESPN is on there last night being like, oh my God, this road is so unfair to UConn. And it's like, but we know they don't care. I'm just like, what are we doing here? Like San Diego State, Auburn, both those teams could easily lose first round.
I agree.
No, they couldn't.
4 and 5, like the 4-13 and 5-12 matchups.
I don't see UAB taking out Auburn. I know everyone likes to get a little fancy with UAB's not beating Auburn.
Everyone loves picking all the 12-5 upsets.
Yeah, it's like
you know why? Because the 12s win against the 5s a lot.
Yeah, I mean, haven't watched 1 second of UAB, I'll be honest.
They won their conference tournament too.
I just assume everyone's won their conference tournament, like all the mid-majors.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of the team, you haven't watched them at all.
They won 30 games. Yeah. It's really hard looking up these. Okay, here we go. So they're San Diego State's 7-point favorites. Give me San Diego State 100 times out of 100.
No.
I like Northwestern.
I disagree.
Dean, do you think Northwestern could give UConn a game?
I think they have a player in Boo Booey who could pop off and make it a very interesting game.
Yeah, 40 piece.
It's going to be tough. Northwestern lost their second best player, a month ago, so they're kind of fighting uphill. But
yeah,
UConn, like, they're a really good balanced team, but I feel like everyone is riding them so hard.
Yeah, like, it's going to be tough to win your bracket if you pick UConn this year. You're going to have to pretty much have a lot of wins in the first two rounds if you pick UConn, because I think there's going to be like a large majority of people that pick them.
And they haven't had to play like a tough team since they got beat by Creighton. Like they played Marquette without Marquette's best player. And then they've been beating up on some of these other teams that, you know, either had injuries or just straight up weren't any good since it was the Big East. So like, I get it. They beat the teams they're supposed to beat. They're defending national champs, but let's slow down on the riding them as like this clear top dog the entire year.
I agree.
Like, come on.
I agree. Also, I had a thought, right? Everyone's pissed about the Big East. The Big East just released a statement complaining. I'm like, holy cow, everybody shut up. Shut up. These East Coasters, Pete, they just don't stop. Well, Seton Hall and St. John. It's like, shut up. Just win more games. Like, I don't care.
They won a lot of games.
You can have half an hour, and that's
it. They were like, St. John's was ranked like 34 or something on like multiple different rankings, like top 100 rankings, and they're 68 teams now that make it in.
Yeah, but half of them are automatic.
I get it. I think it's like they're more upset about the process and like the ranking
being
nothing, right? Like, why even have rankings if it's going to be all about, like, you know what? I don't know. I don't need to go any further than that. Yeah. But I think it's more, they're more mad about the system than they are about them not getting it.
I agree. Right? The system sucks, but it, you know, these, I do agree the committee's clueless. But anyway, getting back to, the Big East, is the Big East that good of a conference?
I think it's all right.
Like, cause everyone, like, you know, UConn, their non-con wasn't anything to like, but like, is the Big East that good? Like, could UConn, like, I don't know. Illinois versus UConn.
UConn's lifting everyone up in that conference.
That's
like,
what
if
I'm
UConn
saying.
Wasn't the defending national champion, like, I don't think Creighton's, we're talking good. About them being that good.
Like, Creighton and Marquette are your, like,
I mean, both decent teams. I mean, let's not all like go scream home about the Big Ten. I mean, that's not.
No, we go through the same thing every year. It's like, well, this is the, like, do we just play each other and do we just suck?
Every conference has a few good teams and the rest suck. Like, that's just how every conference is, every single one. SEC is the same way. So I don't,
right,
like, you're just picking
teams
on the
you,
right now.
If the 20 teams you play are like bad, but you're good, like it's all a mirage.
That's every conference is what I'm saying, though.
I totally agree. I'm saying it happens to
so
the
every
Big Ten
team's
a lot.
Mirage. Every team's a mirage.
Well, we find out.
The Big East had some really trash teams at the very bottom.
Purdue's a good example of the Big Ten.
We made it out. What are we at, team? 5 minutes. Pete started talking about. Let me know. Pete talked about Purdue before I did.
Hey,
so,
yeah, when we get to the Midwest region, we can talk about Purdue.
Yeah, Pete just.
Anyway, I think we've gotten off track a little bit.
We got off track.
But my thing is, like I said earlier, I think there's going to be a lot of upsets. And I look in this region, I'm looking at San Diego State, Auburn, Illinois. I'm like, those are three teams that I could easily see going out first round. The Mountain West typically struggles. Illinois is, they do this shit every year, man, where they look really good. They win the conference tournament or they're playing really well and they bow out early. It's like, I could see that happening again. And Auburn, I just don't think they're that good. And Yale had a wild comeback to win their conference championship, their conference tournament. So
yeah, they should have lost.
Yeah, it ain't over till it's over with those guys.
Yeah.
But I mean,
well, with that being said, should we throw out like a few picks that we like to at least get to the second round from these games around the 64?
Yeah, we don't have to pick spreads. I think we just, or do you want to do spreads or you want to just pick some games we like?
Well, I'll pick spreads.
Yeah.
Do you not have the lines pulled up?
I got them. They're just not, they're not very, is there a bracket with the lines built in? I'm looking on the ESPN app. It's kind of all chopped up.
I don't think so.
It is a little hard to find these.
They make you work a little bit.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm on DraftKings right now.
Damn, UConn's minus 26.5. It's a lot of points. Give me Yale plus 12.5.
I like that. I like it.
Points. And I mean, Auburn did run through the SEC tournament, but again, they kind of had a path of least resistance to get there. Talk about a tournament falling apart in the first, literally the first day. Well, it wasn't the first day. Friday, though. Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee, and South Carolina all lost in the same day. All their first games too. They all had buys up to that point.
Yeah. I like Northwestern money line, Dean.
Fuck yeah.
Plus 120.
Two good picks to start. So let me get mine in. I just had it pulled up and I lost the I scrolled
Alabama,
away from
Birmingham.
It. UAB plus 6.5. San Diego State. Like, that's going to be my theme, so I'm going to be consistent here.
I think my theme this year is going to just be picking all the dogs plus the points.
Do we want, like, real quick, that Washington State-Drake game,
I was
Drake
just looking
is favored.
At that.
Drake's like, favored in that.
I like Washington State.
The thing that always, that I kind of like, I stare really hard at, are these teams that have the crazy good win-loss records. like 27-5, 31-3. Like they just, all they do is just win. And yeah, of course their conference sucks. So like they win all those games, but there's a lot to be said for just winning. And then you have Washington State, who, what's their record? Like 24-9 or something.
24-9. Yeah. Last game of Thursday night.
Yeah. So it's like, that's the thing. Like Washington State, they're one of those teams like, hey, maybe they just got hot in their conference. Whereas you have these other teams, like I think Florida Atlantic last year was like 30-3.
Yeah.
And then they run off their tournament. It's like, yeah. So that's, I mean, of course, I think Drake's is now, I mean, they're a trendy pick now that they're favored, but.
Favored, yeah.
That's when I stare a little bit at some of those.
Okay. We like trendy, right, Rick?
We love trendy. All right. Should we go to the South?
Yeah.
Should make our way down south. Houston, number one seed. I feel like there's a lot of good matchups in this first round. We got Marquette as the two seed, Kentucky, three seed, four seed, Duke, five seed.
That's why everyone always zeroes in on one conference or one side of the bracket, like the East. Everyone's saying so hard. They're all like, they all have three or four really good teams in them. Like they just always do. But like, you just don't know who's going to show up, you know?
It's also just the tournament, right? It's like one big team loses and now all of a sudden it's chaos.
Yep.
I mean, we were all sitting there talking about how easy Purdue's road was going to be last year after, can't remember who lost first round. And then
Purdue,
they lose. And then it's just
Purdue,
chaos.
Purdue lost first
round. Hey, yeah. But I'm talking the first day. But yeah. And it's, I think I love it. I'm the Kentucky mystery box. What do we think about Kentucky? Like, do we like them?
I don't know. They always
lose. Them or you hate them. I feel like either you have them getting out of this region.
I haven't been bought in on Kentucky this year. Like I know they got somewhat hot at the end of the year, but I don't know if like Cal's lost his touch or what, but it just doesn't feel like the fire's there in Kentucky like it used to be. But, yeah. I mean that showing on Friday night in Nashville was just pathetic. I mean, not a world where they should have lost that game.
It's like they have talented players, but yeah, it's just like there's some games they're great, like they beat the shit out of Tennessee, and then the next day they're, you know, getting their doors blown in by some random SEC school. It's like I don't know what to think about them.
Yeah,
Oakland could beat them. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, 13.5-point favorites. You never know. What about Wisconsin, James Madison?
James Madison is one of my 30-3 teams. So
yeah, it's, like, it's exactly.
So yeah, I like James Madison.
That would be Purdue in the Big Ten. Was it Wisconsin or Nebraska?
Wisconsin.
I knew it was one of those big red teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knock
Purdue out. How do you guys feel about? All I was hearing about was all these regular season accolades a week ago, and we've already got knocked out of the Big Ten tournament. So I just want to – I need a status update on my close to it and a big fan of myself because of my loyalty to the podcast and my friends.
We didn't hear what you said.
Hey, your internet is trying to stop you from changing the topic. We're talking about the South region, Pete. We're talking about the Midwest.
You just can't. You're just like delusional. You can't stop thinking.
Well,
about
we're talking about Wisconsin, so I had to bring up Purdue.
We're talking about the South region.
Well,
I don't think the South.
James Madison, Wisconsin. It's just like.
Pete, how much real estate do we own in that? I'll be interested to see what Dean clips of this podcast, but...
Editor's note, not that much.
Pete, are you all right?
How do we feel about NC State coming out of the ACC?
Dude, I love their big man. Like, what is it, DJ Burns or whatever? Shit. Love that guy.
He's huge. He's absolutely massive.
God. Do you guys see his weight is listed as like 270? That guy's 340.
He's like 350, yeah.
Yes. I think he hasn't been 270 since he's like a freshman 50, in high school,
that's
probably.
That's insane.
Dude, I love that guy. Like, he's just one of those guys, like, you just want to root for him so that you root for that team. Oh, man.
They just have no game plan. They just give it to him at the top of the key, and then he just, like, four back downs, and then just...
He has no post moves. Just tries to barrel the guy underneath the rim.
Yeah,
that would be a story if they make a run with it. I mean, no one double teamed him. Like, he made Bacot look like a child against a man.
Yeah. Bacot's good.
I know. I mean, one of the best players in the country. Apparently not, though. First, the NC State, man.
Burns.
Yeah, a lot of good matchups. I like Nebraska against Houston.
I do. Yeah. No, that's what I was going to say. It's like Nebraska, they're the kind of team that could fuck up Houston. Like, yeah. if you can shoot from the outside and you score a lot, Houston, they play good D, but they have trouble scoring sometimes. Like, yeah. they are a brutal watch at times this year. Like, they would just straight up not score.
Yeah, well, I mean, heck, look at the Iowa State game. They scored 40.
Yeah, I think their guards went like six for 30 or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Can someone explain to me the, you know, there's like the first four on Wednesday night or Wednesday?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Why is it a 10 seed? Like, I feel like they should be all the 16 seeds.
No, because... Because those are supposed to be for the last at-large spots.
But then it is 16 seeds for two of them, and then it's seven seeds, like 10 seeds for the like. Dean, explain it to me. Maybe I don't understand it. Explain it.
I can tell you're staring super hard at your screen. There's like it's for the last four teams in are two of those games. Like, the first four refers to four games. There's obviously the two playing games for the 16 seeds, and there's the two playing games for, like, the last spots, the last at-large spots in the tournament. Those teams are better than, like, the 12 through 16 teams that automatically qualified.
I understand now, but that's where this thing doesn't make any sense. The last four in are part of the top 40? The last four are top 40?
Yes.
So we got Rick, you're picking up what I'm laying down, aren't you? Doesn't make sense.
No, it is a little confusing. Like,
it's not confusing.
No, for someone who's not an avid sports fan, that makes zero sense. And I understand it because I'm an avid sports fan. But for someone who's not, would be like, that makes no sense.
So you're asking for a friend.
Yeah, asking for a buddy. Yeah.
Is the friend in the room with us right now?
Yeah, he's in the bathroom.
the 4-10 seeds were the last four teams in. So those are the at large, meaning that
Dean already explained it. I got it.
Oh my god.
I don't need you to explain it again now that you understand it, because Dean explained it to you. Rick was thinking it. I just asked it.
He's like, just, he just can't. He's like, just tugging us around on this wild adventure. We can't get to one region. All right. Any last thoughts in the South?
Are we going to each pick a game?
Let's each pick a game.
Give me NC State +4.5
over Texas Tech.
Okay. All right. Fair. Dean?
Give me JMU. What was the line? +5.5.
5.5, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I like JMU, and I like Nebraska. And I'll give you one more. Well, bonus pick. Everyone strays away from these big lines, like these 1 versus 16. I got to find it. But I do like Houston to cover, I think it was 26.5.
I see 24.5.
24.5. Okay. 26 was UConn. Yeah. Give me the 24.5. I think Houston's just going to beat him by 50. I don't even know what Longwood is. I don't even know where it's at. Pete, where is Longwood?
It is. Longwood is in Farmville, Virginia.
Okay.
Wait, for real?
Longwood University, Farmville, Virginia.
Okay. Yeah. What's their mascot? Cool.
Oh, wow. Another good question.
Thank you.
I'm not seeing a mask.
Okay, you work on that. We're going to jump to...
Well, that's weird. James Madison is also in Virginia. A lot of Virginia teams in this little pocket.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's talk the West. So we got North Carolina, our one seed. We have Arizona, our two seed.
The Longwood Lancers.
I like that.
Looks like a horse. Nice.
I like that.
I like that. Oh, yeah. Looks kind of like a clip art logo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all girls' school, too, at one point. Not anymore, though.
Maybe. You would have gotten in.
Maybe Longwood isn't meant to be in the bracket.
They get put in the wrong bracket, DP?
They're in the women's bracket. They snuck them in the men's one.
Did they get the wrong one?
They won their men's conference tournament.
No, I think that they have guys now, guys. There was a time they were all female.
Okay.
Let's stay on track nice. Here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on track. We're in the West. Where are you at?
I'm actually in the Midwest. Yeah.
We're going cross country, Pete.
Oh, okay. We're going to go west. Okay.
We're going west. So we got North Carolina, Arizona, Baylor, Alabama. This region stinks, right? This region is a bad region.
Howard. Don't forget about Howard.
Howard.
First four. Yeah.
First four, last four, whatever.
This is like Big Rigs After Dark, Pete. Are you all right?
I'm good. I wish I had a beer right now.
Okay. All right. Moving right along.
On to the Midwest.
We'll get to the Midwest. Don't you worry. I'm sure we'll spend some time there. I don't know. I don't know where to start. Is this Arizona's year, Dean?
Hey, yeah. And Rick and I are on the same page today.
We're going to have a great time in Vegas.
Hey, we've been waiting for 6 weeks to record this pod, and we are in sync because I was going to say, Arizona, if they don't get it done this year, then they are permanently on my fraud list. Mm-hmm. Like, they're playing the first round, fire their coach.
He's not. He's a lame duck.
He's coaching, but as soon as they lose, he's got to pack his bags and leave.
He's literally coaching for his job.
God damn. Holy shit.
You guys are going to Vegas and didn't invite me?
You've been too busy working.
Energy. Were you going to tell him? His Wi-Fi is going out, so he probably didn't get the invite.
Dude, we said it to you like 10 times.
Oh, darn.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Pete. No, Pete's on a suspension. I'll talk about that in a second. But Pete's on like a suspension from Vegas.
Send picks on the trip.
Pete, what games do you like in this region?
Nothing's really standing out to me, to be honest with you.
No?
Yeah, like that 8-9 matchup, Mississippi State, Michigan State. I think that could be a fun game. I don't think either of them are going anywhere, though.
I got a prediction for you. MSU is going to win that game.
I like MSU in that game.
Love MSU in that game.
MSU looks to be a huge favorite. In all seriousness, though, I do like Grand Canyon over St. Mary's.
Yep.
I feel like Grand Canyon is just like a staple.
They kind of always play a good first round game. Always.
They've been in it 3 years in a row. There's a little stat for you. I think they're a basketball school. I don't think they have much except the Grand Canyon and basketball, both of which they are good at. They have a good canyon. They have a good basketball team.
Do you think they practice it in the canyon?
Maybe.
Roll in some hoops down the canyon.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And then I also like Nevada over Dayton.
I could see a world where Bama kind of cruises into the Sweet 16 at least, like, and runs into North Carolina. They can give them a game. I don't know. I think Bama's sneaky. Like, they played terrible in the SEC tournament, but I think they could hang with anyone in the country.
I feel like Alabama relies too much on outside shooting.
Right, but if they're hitting those shots, like, they literally can beat any team in the country.
Well, they were hitting those shots, and then I've seen them still lose. But I don't know. Like, I'm telling you, these 5-12s, 4-13s, like I really like these double digit seeds, and Charleston's one of them because I don't believe in Alabama.
Yeah, but your SEC lens, SEC's a bunch of frauds.
Does anyone have any idea if
I agree
Clemson's any good?
I don't know.
Has anyone watched Clemson this year?
They're a six seed.
Is Trevor Lawrence playing?
I don't know. That does remind me. Like, he did have clips from like intramural basketball or whatever, like, after they won the Natty.
Didn't he get like mad at it and stuff?
Yeah. I think he's pretty good. He's a pretty good ball player.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. I haven't watched one game of Clemson's this year, if I'm being frank.
Me neither.
I don't think you've watched any basketball, Pete, if I'm being frank.
I was at the Tennessee game last Friday.
Okay, minus that game.
And then I saw the South Carolina Mississippi State game right after that. Or South Carolina Auburn.
Okay.
What about now?
I stand corrected.
That's two.
All right, let's do some picks.
And I watch Purdue. Every game.
Nice. Let's get some picks. I'll go first. Give me Long Beach State.
Wow.
Like,
Dina, I thought we were on fraud watch.
Exactly. Give me Long Beach State plus 20.5. Like,
Arizona, that's a lot of points.
That is. Like, and Arizona's one of those teams. Like, I just haven't seen them really like lay the hammer down.
Yeah.
I mean, Oregon kind of beat them up in the Pac-12 tournament.
Yep.
And hey, when you lose the previous year to a 15, you got to prove yourself to me a little bit. And I just love the fact that Long Beach is playing. Their coach is literally, his bags are packed.
Do you think the coach cares? Do you think he cares?
I mean, if they fall down early, I don't think they're coming back. But hey, if they get off to a good start, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be resilient, but I think, you know, if they can keep it close early, then we'll see.
I got two for you. Bama minus 9.5. And give me New Mexico minus 1.5. 11 seed.
I do like New Mexico, Pete. I like that pick.
Yeah. Boys will be boys. Let's go.
Isn't it good when you're
the Lobos, right? The Lobos?
The Lobos.
Yeah. We like them.
We like the Lobos. Isn't it good when you you talk about a team, you're like, I know this, like a New Mexico or like a Long Beach State, and then they actually like they do it. You thought they were going to do it. It's such a good feeling.
Yeah. You feel the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah. You're like, I saw Long Beach State a mile away.
Fucking told you.
And you haven't watched a second of their game.
You haven't watched a second of their game. Yeah. It's really funny. All right. We're going to wrap up this March Madness special, finishing with the Midwest, led off by our Purdue Boilermakers, Big Ten regular season champions. Lots to talk about here. Lots to unpack. Also, I'll start off, right? I'll say that this will be our biggest and most opportune chance, I'll say, ever. It's in the past of our illustrious history since 1869 when Purdue was started as a school. John Wooden has walked these halls. And many other greats, and I think the 2024 Purdue basketball team is our best shot to win a national championship, at least to get to a Final Four. And I think, Dean, we're talking about yesterday, you know, it's always good to be playing your best, be healthy, but it's also important to get a good draw. And I think we did just that in getting a good draw. What are your thoughts?
I was looking through it, and I'm like, I see two or three teams in the entire region that could give Purdue trouble. I think Utah State, because, hey, we've watched a lot of Mountain West ball this year. And yep. I liked what I saw from Utah State. But then the other two are in the bottom. And I look at Creighton and then possibly a team like Colorado State. And I don't want to – I'm not pandering to the Ramley here. But teams they can play like up tempo, shoot a lot of outside shots, and shoot well could give Purdue problems. But I look at it, it's like Tennessee, Purdue, There's no way both these teams make it to the Elite Eight. Not with Rick Barnes as the Tennessee coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but I mean, this is your no excuses for Purdue.
There's zero, no, Dean.
None.
This none. Is this. We're healthy.
What you guys said last year, no?
Yeah, but
I wasn't making excuses last year.
We knew Edie was coming. Actually, we didn't know he was coming back, but we knew we would have Braden. And but this is Edie's last year. So he's not coming back. We're losing we're losing Mason Gillis. We're losing four key players. The roster's going to look a lot different.
Edie will be in the G League next year.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We're not talking about the G League. Oh. You can find a different podcast for that. We're talking about the bracket. But, everyone hates – we're the most hated team in the tournament. I'm dead serious. If you took a poll right now, who's the most hated team? It's Purdue.
Says who?
I'm on the internet, Dean. I know you're on Twitter. You're on Reddit. Like, for better or for worse, Pete, you were texting me on Saturday being like, blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone hates Purdue, and they want to see us lose. We're the laughing stock. We've lost three out of the last – I mean, we lost 3 years in a row to a 13 seed or higher, most notably last year against a 16 seed. We're a laughing stock. Like, we know that, and people want to see us lose. They hate AD. They hate that he gets fouled, and so it's Baltimore material. It's literally us against the world.
Wow, Purdue against the world. Who would have thought?
You're telling us, Pete. Our fan base is not built for this.
I know we don't have an exact first round matchup yet, but how do we feel about those two teams? Do we think there's a risk for a repeat of last season?
No. No, if they lose, I'll quit the podcast. I'll put the podcast on the line.
Wow.
Because I'm not going to want to talk about it ever. Montana State, is 17-17. They are a 500 basketball team in the Big Sky.
Yeah, but St. John's and Seton Hall didn't get it.
I don't think Pete actually gets it, Dean. But
no, I get it. That's why the system is broken, though.
Oh my god!
In Grambling State, the thing about Purdue is that people like either one of these teams is going to think they have a chance. Like that's the thing that's scary. Is like you look at Longwood and Stetson, they know they don't got a shot because it's a 16 versus a 1. But we've lost the rights to have the intimidation factor of one seed of last year. So this team is going to be like probably the highest spread of the whole tournament, probably like a 28, 27 point spread, whoever we play. And this team's going to have, it's probably going to be knocked down to like probably 24. It's probably gonna be like a 4 point swing of that, all the people putting money on the other team. They think they have a shot to beat us. That's the scary part for me.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to be able to compete with Edie, right? As far as like size and pure talent. And yeah, I mean, you can't teach 7 foot, whatever he is, right? And these guys, I don't know much about Montana State or Grambling, but I would say their tallest guy is probably like 6'8".
You don't remember last year. Didn't have a guy over like 6'4".
No, I know. This is what I'm saying. I'm getting to my point before you interrupt me. They're just going to be chucking up threes all game. And yep. They're either going to fall or they're not, right? And that's what happened last year. So I think you're going to run into the same situation. Like, they know they can't compete down low. So it's going to just be a 3-point percentage game for the other team.
Yep.
Which is scary.
Trade threes for twos.
Yeah, it's definitely scary. Because, you know.
I need to look at their three percentages.
You haven't done this research yet? They're both 72% 3-point shooting teams.
If they're 74%, Montana State Bobcats.
They're probably like 28 or 31.
See, this is where you're going to see them shoot some really low percentages, get your hopes up, and then they're going to hit like the first threes of the game.
We've seen this. We've seen this story before, haven't we? I mean, they shoot 36%. I mean, that's pretty good. Montana State.
Uh-oh, Rick's psyching himself out already.
I mean, 36%.
That's good. 4 of every 10 shots. That means you got to shoot 80% from the two to make up for that.
They do have like almost 12 turnovers a game. I like that stat.
That's tough math, Dean. Threes versus two.
Oh my Jesus
Christ. Dude, they have a guy. Like,
hey, sure.
You got like six of every 10 to make up for if they're shooting four of every 10.
Dude, I'm kind of getting.
I shoot 80%.
I'm kind of getting worried about. You see, like, this name. You're like, is this guy about to be famous in like a week? Robert Ford to the third. This dude looks like he's about to just eat us up, man. This I'm looking at this guy. He shoots 42.5% from three.
Sounds like we gotta put Lance on him.
Dude, this 6 foot, Portland, Oregon. This guy looks like roster. He's about to eat us up, man. Oh my gosh.
Rick's stressed about the team that's probably not even gonna win the play-in game.
You look at Montana State's roster, dude. Them. They look like they're a bunch of. They should be at like Planet Fitness in the rec center, dude. Like they are rec center roster. Look at their roster.
I'll trust you on this.
These guys.
I'll see them on. What do you guys play? Thursday or Friday?
Robert Ford III. Dude.
Friday.
Yeah, I'll see him on Friday. I'll see
this clip is going to be forever. He shoots 42.5%.
Hey, I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm rooting for you guys as always. So
it's agonizing, dude.
I remember where I was last year when Purdue lost. I was at a wedding. I was in shock. I had to step out. I was so upset. So
Pete's suspended. He has a 10-year. He's serving a 10-year suspension of being a Purdue fan. It started versus North Texas when he was cheering right in my face when they won. He scored seven. North Texas scored 17 in overtime, and that's when the ban started. So Pete is serving an eight-year suspension. He's eligible for parole at the 5 years, at the 5 year mark. So, Pete, whatever you say about Purdue,
you can't suspend like a
no, you're suspended.
It's like an eighth of my life. You can't tell me that. Like,
dude, what you did, it cut deep.
No one died and made you the freaking rule bearer of Purdue fandom.
That's fine. In my mind, you're suspended.
I'll call Dev right now and I'll ask him if I can be a Purdue fan. He'll say yeah. I'll call Kavoda right now. Bert,
it doesn't.
Don't all accept me. You're the only one.
Suspension is in the eyes of the beholder.
Dean, am I good?
I will consider your appeal.
In 5 years,
you got. Dean is just like, he's just riding Ricky's coattails right now. He's on
because
a little.
Because I am. Because people know
I am. Hey, that's not a good way to get your appeal.
He's got his Purdue leash and his Purdue collar. He's walking right behind Rick on all fours. And yeah. It's just.
It's tough. I'll say
hey, Pete, I thought you were a man of integrity and opinion.
Hey, Pete, appeal denied.
Oh boy.
Here's the deal, though.
I guess I'll just throw out all my Purdue gear.
We're going to be in Vegas. It's going to be about 4:30. We're going to a watch party at a sports book in the Venetian. We're going to be wearing Purdue stuff. People are going to be like all like the whole place is going to be rooting against us.
Nobody likes a group root a big group all rooting for a number one seed. Let's just throw that out there. It could not be.
It's our team.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if you guys were walking into a place and it was like a bunch of like five North Carolina fans,
Nobody would care.
Yes, they would. Same thing.
Vegas is great. That's why it's awesome. You roll deep with your crew, and it doesn't matter who. But Purdue, especially, like they're gonna be like every three Robert Ford the third is gonna be like ooh, and just
Purdue's got just like all high seeds. You got to put them away early.
You got to put them away. You can't let them.
Ryan's trying to talk this like Purdue against the world concept into existence. It's kind of funny. I'm just saying it's like
it is Purdue against Pete.
Everybody doesn't hate Purdue.
Yes, Dean, you were on Reddit.
I'd say a lot of people do because they hate Zach Edey just like being a foul merchant and whatnot. Like they hate that part of it. And then of course you have Purdue people that kind of want everyone to be on their side and for this redemption tour. And I think that annoys some people. So I'd say it's more than just like this school from West Lafayette that you'd think would be under the radar and people don't care about, but they have reasons to have haters this year.
Hmm.
Not to mention, you know, like
they're not like the most hated team in college basketball history, though, like Ryan's making it out to be.
No, When oh, I say that, no. I just said
that's what you're making it. It's us against the world. Everyone it hates is. Us.
That's what I just said.
It's not that. You're not like the Christian Leighton or Duke teams where everyone hates you.
I'm not right? saying in all of sports. Got, when did I say that?
Big old clumsy Zach Edey. All right. He's like a big old punching bag.
Here's the hate, Dean.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm hating on your team.
Pete's just Pete's not sharp today. I get it. We've been off for a while. Pete's been on spring break, but. You know what I'm talking about.
I get my tan on.
Yeah, hey, I'm Pete, for I can guys. See that leg shaking too.
I'm rooting for you.
You're guys. Real shaking like a leaf in September, dude.
Hey, let's go, yeah. Boiler.
No, see, you're making fun of us. You're not genuine. No, I'm not. You're smiling. Yeah, I know you.
Oh, I can't smile and say boiler up.
No, I just know from your profile that you're disingenuous. Anyway, I don't need to get fired up. Boiler I am up. A little worried. Anyway.
Yeah, great. Robert Ford III.
Are we going to talk about any other games in the Midwest or just Purdue?
Absolutely. We can talk about all. You go ahead, Pete.
Oh, you're our host. Lead the way. I think Tennessee's a fraud. St. Peter's back in. I think St. Peter's can knock off Tennessee. I don't know if you guys watched that game on Friday.
Which
Tennessee
one?
Played. They
facing the season off the SEC.
Yeah, they shot 23%. It was the most abysmal showing I've ever seen in my life in their home state.
How are the SEC fans, Pete? Was it a bunch of sad Rocky Tops?
They just didn't. They just sat there moping for 2 hours.
They're the worst.
Yeah,
they deserve that.
I think they're a fraud.
I'm not saying they're the worst, but
I think Kansas is a fraud too.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't impressed me all year. Like, I don't think they're very good. I know they've had injuries, but come on. They're in the 4-13 matchup. Like, it's tailor-made for just another Kansas and Bill Self masterclass going home in the first round. Like,
is Hunter Dickinson healthy?
I think so.
He sat out the whole Big 12 tournament.
What do we think about Texas?
I don't know. Texas Tennessee would be a great second round game.
Lot of orange.
And Rick Barnes used to coach at Texas, Pete.
Yeah, he did.
And yeah, it'd be a great game. I like Oregon over South Carolina.
Yeah. Ooh,
I like Oregon.
Did you guys see that Mamba guy on Oregon? He's great.
I mean, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, had, like the big game in the championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Oh yeah. That was another one of those ones where it's like that Oregon Colorado game was so hype because they each needed to win to make it.
Yeah. Like,
but yes, I mean, in this region, I see just a bunch of teams that have been propped up by the best team in their conference doing all the work. Yep. Like Texas, I see Iowa State and Houston picking them up. Creighton, I see UConn carrying them. Kansas, same as Texas. Like, I don't think these teams are. I mean, South Carolina, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're getting propped up by Tennessee, who's not very good. But like, I see just a lot of fraud teams. I see a lot of upsets.
Yeah, Gene, what do we think about Utah State?
I really hope that they lose to TCU. Because Utah State checks my boxes of shoots a lot of threes and they just won a lot of games this year to where I think they have a style that would work against us and they'd be very comfortable playing it.
Yeah.
But let's not get this twisted. Purdue plays their game. They should beat everyone in this region. Like, if a team shoots 50, 60% from three, then so be it. Like, that's the game. But, you know, if Purdue plays a decent game, they're going to win these games.
Yeah.
These teams are not.
I mean, I'll put on the record right now. Purdue will get to the Final Four this year. Yep. They will. I'm putting it on the record, on the rigs.
That's
7:20 p.m. Purdue's going to the Final Four.
I like it.
Okay. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate the kind words.
Nobody in this conference, nobody in this side of the bracket's beating them.
I agree.
We hope so.
All right. Let's get some picks for this region. Okay. And then,
besides Montana State, maybe.
Yeah, great. Miss Robert Ford the third guy.
Robert Ford the third, dude.
We gotta check out Grambling's
guy. I know. I need to
know more about Grambling.
They're gonna do a deep dive on Montana State. They're not even gonna win the game. They're not even gonna win the first four.
Send me an analysis report on these guys.
On Grambling. At
GBT. Tell me about Grambling State.
You got a couple 6'11 guys.
Oh, that's I stayed.
Which means they're probably like 6'9.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, what do they shoot from the three? 34%? Yeah, they got no one in the 40s. Oh, wait. Terrence Lewis, dude, shoots 46%.
Jeez. You better hope him and Terrence Robert don't Lewis, get hot. Dude. Him or Robert.
Gosh, dude, right, what are we talking about?
This guy doesn't even have a picture. He's only played 14 games, though.
Rick's looking at the percentages. How many shots? These guys might be like end of the bench.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at games played, so it's like not, they just didn't shoot two threes.
This dude shoots 100%.
Maybe he got hurt.
Yeah, he shoots 46%. Yeah, I don't know.
What's produced team total 3-point percentage?
We're number one in the country. We're number one in the country. Yeah.
Gillis, Lawyer, and Lance Jones.
We shoot about 40. I mean, we're shooting 40% as a team. But doesn't matter right now. All the stats are blank and behind us. Dean, how about Lance Jones? What do you think about Lance Jones, Dean?
He's something that they didn't have last year.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I know you guys like to talk about, like, this year feels different, which I think in a lot of ways the team's the same. Lance Jones is something they didn't have last year. That, like, that guard that you can just toss on, like, the other team's best wing or guard player, and he can just make something happen.
Yeah.
So
he's tenacious, dude.
Yeah.
Does he have the greenest light of all green lights?
Yeah, which I think if you can rein him in a little bit.
Like, yeah, dude, he's crazy.
Like, we can't be taking heat check threes without any heat. Like, you know, we can't be doing that. But, you know, I think when this team gets bogged down, it's nice to have Lance Jones just kind of make something happen.
He's a spark plug.
Yeah.
You'll love this guy. He's a great guy. Great story.
How many, like, one-liners are you going to call this guy? Tenacious, spark plug.
What I love Lance Jones. He's great story.
Transfer. What else?
No, I love
him. This guy's got a title as long as – I don't even know. It's a long title. A lot of words before that name.
I love him.
He's tough acting. Tenacity.
Are you going to wear a Purdue shirt, Pete, on Friday?
Yeah, my Purdue dad shirt. I've had it for years. Or maybe my gray Purdue sweatshirt. That's a good one. I got like seven or eight Purdue shirts. I got just a straight gray P and a black P.
I think those are all my shirts, but
Probably not. I mean, I've been to West Lafayette, hit up the bookstore a few times.
All right, let's do some picks. Pete,
I gotta pull it up. I mean, you just put me on the spot,
Dean.
Well, for the Purdue game, yeah.
I kind of hate this region, man, because, like, none of the spreads are really jumping out to me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like Creighton against Akron, -13.5, but I don't love that. Yeah. Honestly, I think I'm going to go Samford +7.5 just because the Kansas injuries to – I mean, it says Dickinson should be good to go. McCullough is a question mark. And Kansas just hasn't impressed me, so –
We beat Samford the doors off Samford this year. It was our first game, right?
I know. That's what I was
going
through.
We beat them by
like
40.
I was like, why do I recognize these guys?
Bulldog.
He's like 5'5", and he took the tip.
Yeah.
I like Samford. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
Give me St. Peter's +21.5 versus Tennessee.
Okay.
I know they're not the same team, and they've had a much worse season last year, but I just think the experience in the tournament they had – we'll give them the confidence enough to cover 21.5.
Okay. I like that, Pete. I like that.
And it's a New Jersey school, and my buddy works there. So
you want to give him a shout out?
Shout out, Brendan O'Leary. strength coach for the team.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Good shape.
Yeah. I like Oregon to pick them pretty much plus one. I'll take Oregon, and I will take whoever is playing Purdue. I'm going to put a lot of money on the money line because I enough money to take the edge off if we lost. And that's just where we're at.
Wow.
I know I get branded as being a Purdue hater, but hand up. There is not enough money that I could put on the other team money line.
I know.
That would make me okay with Purdue losing.
Emotional hedges are such a cop out, dude. Like,
that's dude, that was nice. That was a nice statement. I think I needed that.
Yeah. Rick, it's just weak, man. You're weak in the knees when you're gonna put money on the other team. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? All we talked about is how you guys should run through this. The Midwest, and now you're just in case. Show me some confidence, dude. Take a minus 26 and a half. Come on.
That's what I did last year.
Come on.
No, I am confident. I think that's a good point, Pete. I saw some hype videos today. It's
hyped up.
I am hyped. It's just scary, man. You see these March Madness courts, and it's just like we just get kryptonite, dude. We're playing the Monstars.
Losers mentality, dude. If your fans think like that, think about how the players are thinking. Come on.
We're not losers. We're not losers.
Put confidence on the airwaves then.
Yeah, that's true. I am confident. Cut that, Dean.
About that.
I'm taking Purdue in the points.
Pete's like that motivational speaker.
I'm laying the points.
Right now. I love it.
That's how winning is done.
How am I not back? Get my fandom back right now after that.
Hey.
We'll look at the appeal again.
Yeah. We're gonna at least slash some years off.
We'll let you come to Vegas. You want to come to Vegas?
I thought you were coming to Nashville this week.
No, people go every year. You've been on the trip. For the listeners, we go to Vegas. Bet is Dean the best trip of the year.
Best trip.
It's a great trip. It's a great trip. Yeah. I can't make it this year.
Going to stadium swim. Oh.
Gonna be great.
I'm gonna FaceTime you.
I'll be waiting for you in Nashville. You said you were coming to Nashville.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, all right.
Be circling the airport all weekend waiting for you to land.
Guys, what a podcast. And this was a rough one.
God, this is supposed to be like 45 minutes, and here we are. I think we're an hour in.
Yeah.
We had to shake some rust off there.
Yeah, we had to shake a little rust off. A little later in the day than later than we're usual recording.
It's in the fucking cave over there.
It's time, man.
It's pitch black here. It's 8 o'clock at night.
Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Okay.
I'm tired of you playing the victim with that Purdue jersey on, like you guys are going to lose to a 16 seed again.
No, we're not going to lose. I never said that. Dean cut that part.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, before we get into the actually picking the final four, I've seen a lot of the comparisons of Purdue and Virginia, but I'm going to warn Purdue fans. Remember how much of a, how many heart attacks Virginia had on their way there?
Mm-hmm. The Auburn Final Four game, the Purdue game.
Be careful what you wish for.
They should not have won it.
They shouldn't have. I mean, make sure you've got your medication on standby before March if we're going to Virginia route. They needed a miracle
in the Purdue game, if we're being honest.
Yeah. So,
are we picking Final Four? Or do you want to do that next week? Or I guess we got to do it now, right?
Because we got to do it now.
Yeah. All right, Pete.
I always have to go fucking first. All right, I'm gonna take Iowa State, Houston, Purdue. I don't know who I like out of the West.
Mm.
I don't know if I like anyone. Nobody's making it out of the West.
Yeah. The first year in history.
I'll take a flyer. It won't really be a flyer.
Dayton?
Bama?
Is that a Dayton pick?
I'm gonna take Bama. They're gonna go on a little run.
SEC bias.
LOL Bama.
Bama's bad. Grand Canyon's gonna be Bama.
All right, give me Grand Canyon. No, I'm kidding. I'll stick with Bama.
Oh, that's pretty Pete. Hey, great. Grand Canyon, Final Four's in Phoenix. Something to think about.
Home game.
Home game. All right, Dean.
All right. God, let's just get it out of the way. I'll put Purdue in the Final Four. I think they're going to – I have them going over Creighton in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. Out of the West region, fuck, I'm with Pete. I hate this region so much. So give me – God damn. Fuck.
Are you thinking about Baylor?
Man, I want to.
I kind of was thinking Baylor.
But I kind of – I wanted to pick Colgate in the first round. So this is going to be my Cinderella region.
Ooh.
Give me New Mexico.
Oh.
Give me New Mexico.
That'll be a home game for New Mexico, too.
Gosh. And if that one pans out, then I'm just going to ride that one to the grave. The South region. Fuck, this is another shitty region. Give me NC State.
Wow.
NC State.
Dude, I like it.
And then, look, UConn's region. Give me the Northwestern Wildcats.
No.
I love Cats. That, Dean. Dean is going rogue right now.
Dean ain't seen a piece of chalk in his life.
Shit. The only bad news is now I already forgot who my other three final words. I forget the matchup.
You got New Mexico, Purdue, NC State, and
Purdue in the national championship against the Cats.
Oh, Dean, that's a nightmare for you.
It's two teams. I didn't do my national championship. I'll do Purdue versus Iowa State.
Oh yeah, shit. Sorry, I completely blew past just a Final Four.
We can talk about championships next week because our Final Four doesn't change.
Yeah,
so that's either our teams are going to be in it or they're not.
Yep. Yep.
Shit. All right. Go ahead, Rick.
All right. Rick. I'm going to take. I mean, dude, I don't want to take UConn. I kind of like your Iowa State pick, Dean. I'm going to take Illinois. I think they're really good.
Dean didn't pick Iowa State. I did.
All right. Sorry, Pete. I'm gonna take Illinois and I'm gonna take Arizona. I think this is Arizona's year. My wife went to Arizona, so I house divided game. And then I'm gonna take this is a tough one. I mean, I don't know. We could be here all night. I'm going to take Kentucky. And then, boys, 1980 was the last time we went to the Final Four. None of us were born. Podcasts weren't invented. Electric cars weren't invented. But this 2024, 44 years later, Purdue goes to the Final Four. And I'm going to say that with confidence. It's us against the world. And the only people that can stop us is us. And Dean, as we say, all we got is all we need.
Slight amendment there. It sounds like the only people that can stop us are us, mm-hmm. Terrence Lewis, and Robert Ford III.
Scared the death out of me. But it doesn't matter. All right, well, boys, it was great seeing you. Hopefully we come back sooner. Atlanta feels like we say that a lot, right? So it feels like we take a lot of breaks, but back in the nick of time. Shout out to all of Big Rig Nation. Shout out to the people that like us, but a big special shout out. We didn't even talk about Chicago. We love you, Chicago. We could probably spend a whole podcast talking about Chicago. The draft. We have a lot of hot topics coming up. We'll be back next week. One way or the other. Boys, any parting thoughts?
Hey, DMs are open, Chicago. The DMs are open.
Boiler up. That's all I got.
It's time to boiler up.
It's time.
Okay. You all are Big Rig Nation. We love you. We are the Big Rigs, and we'll talk to you very soon. Hopefully happy Big Rigs. Love you. Peace. Show